Unlock the door to mystery with one very short story. The micro podcast filled with morally complex characters, twists you won't predict, and endings you won't forget. Every episode is a brief, intense journey, perfect for listeners who crave mystery, intrigue, and stories that leave you thinking long after the tale ends. Today's episode begins now.
The last laugh.
People always laughed at Barry Sproggins. Trouble was, they weren't laughing at his jokes. Barry wasn't funny, not in the traditional sense. He was the sort of bloke who'd tell a joke about two nuns and a fishmonger, and somehow the audience would erupt in giggles before he even hit the punchline. At first, Barry thought he was a genius. He kept the momentum going with tired gags, recycling the same old chestnuts that wouldn't land in a funeral home. Yet the crowds kept laughing. It should have been a dream. It was a nightmare. At the Whistling Badger Comedy Club, he stood under the sickly green spotlight, his palms sweating through his knockoff tux. "Why did the Scarecrow win an award?" he wheezed, and the audience burst into raucous laughter. He hadn't even finished. "Because he was outstanding in his field." The laughter crescendoed into howls. A bloke in the front row doubled over, gasping for air like he'd swallowed a goldfish. Barry blinked, flustered. Okay. Well, how about this one? What do you call cheese that isn't yours?"
"Nacho cheese,"
the crowd shrieked before he could say it, their faces red with mirth. His heart pounded against his ribs. "What's the deal with airline peanuts?" Before he finished, the entire room exploded into such raucous, discordant laughter that Barry stepped back, nearly tripping over the mic stand. The laughter wasn't right. It wasn't warm or genuine. It was sharp-edged, like broken glass clattering across the floor. He wiped his forehead with a crumpled napkin, his vision blurred at the edges, the room warping around him like a funhouse mirror. He glanced at the club manager, a wiry woman in a pink beehive wig who was doubled over, her shoulders shaking. "That's it, Barry. You're a riot," she gasped between wheezes. He stumbled off the stage, the laughter still ringing in his ears. In the green room, he pressed his palms against the cool wall, trying to still the hammering in his chest. "I'm not funny," he muttered. The next night was worse. He took the stage with a prepared set about in-laws and dodgy curry takeaways, but the audience howled with laughter before he opened his mouth. A man in a pinstripe suit was convulsing in his chair. Someone else slapped their thigh so hard it echoed like a gunshot. I didn't say anything yet," Barry stammered. More laughter. It clawed at him, echoing like the cackles of a madhouse. He felt a cold sweat break over his skin. Night after night, the pattern repeated. The laughter grew louder, harsher, more shrill. It filled his dreams, haunted him during the day. He saw strangers on the street who burst into chuckles at the mere sight of him. His reflection in the mirror twisted, mouth opening wide, teeth glinting in a grin he didn't remember making. He confronted the club manager after one particularly grueling set. "What's wrong with them? Why are they laughing at me?" She gave him a peculiar look, as if he were an ant asking why people squished him. "Barry, love, you're a natural. You've always been funny. Why wouldn't they laugh?"
"I'm not funny,"
he bellowed, the words tearing from his throat. She stepped back, her expression blank. "Of course you are. Everyone says so. Now go home, have a cuppa, and get some rest. Big show tomorrow." But Barry didn't go home. He wandered the streets of London, the laughter echoing behind him like the tolling of a cracked bell. Every shop window reflected a version of himself. Grinning, wide-eyed, manic. He pressed his hands to his ears, but the phantom laughter seeped through his skull. Finally, he snapped. The next day, Barry stormed into the club mid-afternoon, pacing the empty room. The green spotlight flicked on as if by magic, painting him in eerie light.
"I'm not funny,"
he shouted into the silence. "You're laughing at me, not with me. Stop it! Stop it!" A slow clap sounded from the back of the room. Barry spun around. A man in a white coat with a clipboard stepped forward, a smile tugging at his lips. "Very good, Mr. Sproggins. That's enough for today." The lights flickered. The stage dissolved into white walls. The chairs melted into cushioned benches. The audience vanished, replaced by a circle of men and women in pale hospital gowns, their faces slack with sedation. Barry's breath caught. His hands were shaking. It finally sank in. He knew where he was. "You've been making excellent progress," the man in the coat continued, his voice dripping with condescension. "Your sessions have been quite entertaining for the others." The laughter started again, soft, hollow, echoing around the padded room. Barry's mouth opened in a silent scream. All the jokes were real, but the laughter was all in his mind. Barry didn't know how long he would be staying at the mental health facility. Was this someone's idea of a joke? Barry asked himself. If so, it's really quite funny.
Thanks for listening to One Very Short Story. If today's story hooked you, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. It helps us grow and keeps the suspense coming your way. Want to dive deeper? Check out the podcast description to learn more about the show and explore special offers from our sponsor. Until next time, keep dodging bullets and stay safe in the shadows.